think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul? Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth,
would want to hear they might be giants too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
All right, WMFO in Medford. Sky by here, filling in for On the Town with Mikey D. Always a pleasure to do so. We play a lot of local music, all local music, actually, that's what the show is about. We have some guests.
I think we got it now.
Start off with some local music by the Lurid Purple Flowers.
We'll be right back. out on the blacktop of systems, fallout wages war. On a street in any town, they plan the grind. Divided a wasteland of thugs and thieves unlike before. Degenerated nationwide decline.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Don't you ever listen to the radio when the big bad beat.
Heavy Music by Mutual Admiration Society. Before that, Mung with Black Top. That Mutual Admiration Society song is a brand new single. Lurid Purple Flower started off with a song called Addict. Once again, I'm Sky By here at WMFO in Medford, hosting On The Time with Mikey D tonight. And pleasure to do so. We'll keep playing the tunes now. This is an older one by the Rupert Selection.
Yeah. destination house. I'm not keen on going out tonight. The campaign to bust me out, I don't feel like it right now. Oh no. A revolving door stuck between two floors in your merry-go-round. In this rumination house, the simulation's down, revealing love around. Love is all around. It's circular and sound, like music from my mouth. Vitrol the needle down, come tap my brakes right now. Oh yeah. Every turning page becomes all the rage, and there's no getting out of this rumination house. The simulation's all around. Your love is all around. Love is all around. Lost and found, come find my keys right now. I'm at the people of tail clowns. They drop by, they're in and out the town. Never ending stairs, I'm pulling out my hair on this merry.
Brand new stuff there by Looking Glass. War song was called Rumination House. Before that, Jean Paul with High Lie. Proles, Gretchen Shea's latest outfit, song called Ghost Dance. The Rupert Selection with I Saw God. It's 926 WMFO in Medford. Another new one here. This is by Linnea's Garden.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you what I just played. That was Kelly 16 by the Nervous Eaters. Nervous Eaters are back at it after a long hiatus, but they're going strong again now. Played One Fall before that, song called Back to the Wall. The Runout with Far River in Scotland. And Linnea's Garden, the newest one called Cherry. So, what's up, guys?
How you
doing?
Introduce
yourselves.
I'm Stephen Laverne, and I'm the founder and curator of Summer Gloom Festival.
I'm Sam Corin, friend of the fest, also in Astral Bitch and a band called Lunar Arc with Steve.
Yes.
So this festival, is this like the first year, second year? Is it a long-running thing?
This is actually year number 4.
Okay. And has it, we'll get to where it's located in a minute, but this must take a long time to get this together.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because you got how many bands involved in this?
I think 12 or so.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of prep work and all that involved in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've been at it since like the winter, basically.
And it's in one genre, right? Specific.
Is
it a mix?
It's multi genres, but it's kind of a vibe. It's I call it an underground, dark, and heavy music festival, and everything is kind of gloomy. Maybe it's sad. Maybe it's really heavy and abrasive. Maybe it's somber.
So there's some. There's some mix there.
Yes. Yeah. It's been getting more diverse every year. I think this year, post-rock, doom, dark folk, well-represented amongst this year's lineup. And the headliners are some really amazing acts. Big Brave and Royal Thunder will be headlining Friday, August 23rd, and Saturday, August 24th. So we got Big Brave on Friday, and then Royal Thunder.
Yeah, Big Brave from Montreal. They're on tour with Spiritual Poison, which is a solo drone project from Ethan McCarthy of Primitive Man. And then Royal Thunder will be coming up from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
And it's been a while since they played in Boston. I think the last time they played here was at Great Scott with Lesser Glow, who are playing this year on Friday. Mm-hmm. They were on the bill, and the Atlas Moth was the headliner. And that was in 2018, I think.
So, and I guess we should mention where the venue with, that this is being held at.
Yes.
It'll be good to know.
So, we're really excited. This is the first year we're doing this at Arts at the Armory. I've been seeing rock and roll shows there for years, but this year and last year, they've been doing more and more of them, which is really cool because we need more venues.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's one of the few places that I've never been there.
Really?
I've been at most clubs in the area. I go out a lot, but yeah, I've never, what kind of a, is it a big size room? Is it a, like,
it's this old historic building. It used to be, was originally an armory, mm-hmm. Hence the name. And it's been, for a while, it's been an arts building. So there's, our friends have a recording studio down there, Dead Moon Audio, formerly the Morphine Studio. Mm-hmm. So, there's some other artist studios in small businesses, but the kind of the main thing there is Arts Center for the Arts at the Armory. It's a huge room, big cathedral ceiling. Really, really cool room. There's a mezzanine. They do all kinds of stuff there. Farmers markets, markets, weddings.
The last thing I saw at the Armory was a Star Trek themed burlesque show called Slut Trek, and it was a great time.
I've seen Circus Arts there last Halloween, and Sam, you played there recently.
I did. Astral Bitch got to open for Earthless and Minami Deutsch, and I think it was one of the loudest shows I've ever heard at the Armory.
It was quite loud.
Until possibly Summer Gloom. We're going to set records, but we're not going to break whatever decibel level we're supposed to be at.
Yeah.
We're going to respect our neighbors in Somerville and play loud music at a respectable volume.
How many people? How many people do you think this place holds?
I think the capacity with the floor and the mezzanine open is close to 500.
Yeah. This is a big size room.
It's a big room.
It feels like you're in a castle. It really feels you're in a castle, and that's why I think this year's Summer Gloom is a little extra special. We're graduating from the heavy metal parking lot origins over in Boynton Yards, and you know, I think the first fest was 2021, so this was really born out of the live music scene in Boston kind of trying to galvanize behind these outdoor festivals over at Boynton Yards, produced by Once Somerville and JJ after the venue was lost in Somerville. So
great venue. I used to love Once.
Same.
Yeah. It was great to have it once, and now it's back in other forms, like Summer Gloom, and then there's also events going on at the Rockwell and Beowulf Brewing, up in Amesbury. So even though there's no longer a physical venue of Once, it manifests itself in different ways.
Yeah. And so you pull bands, they're not just local bands, they're from parts, other parts as well.
Yes.
And how do you go about finding these bands? Like, do you just listen to a ton of music and you say, geez, I'd love to have these guys come in on the festival? And
that's a great question. So the first year, it's always been really locally focused, but the first year I invited Body Void from Burlington, Vermont to come down and headline. I'd worked with them on a video.
Yeah.
And so they were from New England, but from out of state. And then second year we had, it was mostly local. We had Queen Elephantine from Philly and a band or two from New Hampshire. And then Junius headlined.
And you just discovered the band you mentioned from Philly was one of them from Philly?
Yeah,
discovered them?
Yeah, or? Queen Elephantine I've known for a long time, and they were based in Providence for a long time, so we've kept in touch.
But yeah, New England has always been very well represented at each incarnation of Summer Gloom, and I don't think that's changing anytime soon, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've always kind of viewed it as like kind of a celebration of the greater New England and even Northeast underground music scene.
And can people get tickets, obviously, in advance, I imagine?
Oh, yeah. So we have a website, summergloom.com.
And that's S-O-M-E-R, like Somerville?
Yep. Not summer, like the season.
Not the season.
City.
We don't want to confuse you.
I learned just earlier today that there's a Summer Gloom festival in Belgium, because Joel tagged them at first.
No, you want the Summer Gloom, SOMERGLOOM.
The Belgium one was cooking too. The Belgium.
Yeah, this will destroy you. Cro-Mags. They had some big bands on that. But yeah, the headliners this year, in both cases, we'd worked with their booking agents previous years. Ethan, who books Big Brave, also represents Body Void, and then we had Elizabeth Colorwheel last year. So we were already in touch, and then Royal Thunder is represented by Nanotier Booking, who books Merson Adler, based in Tennessee, Nashville, but Boston. Artist for many years, so we had her last year, and they were on his roster, and so we thought we'd see if they were up for playing.
Most people very positive in the response when you ask them if they. I imagine sometimes there's a conflict with schedules, but for the most part, people are happy to play it.
Locally, yeah, I think a lot of people are happy to play it, and then if you're approaching a band from out of state with them at a certain level, you hash it out and make them an offer.
And a lot of these touring acts, like some of them end up having to skip Boston on a lot of tours just because there's such a shortage of venues and bookers that do that type of music around here, unfortunately. And Summer Gloom offers a chance for them to showcase alongside some of our own homegrown talents. You know, this year I'm super excited for Strawberry Coffin.
Interesting name.
Yeah, they are a fun psychedelic doom band that is playing the cafe stage on Saturday. So one of the cool things about having it at the Armory is that there's sort of two stages going on this year.
Yeah.
Between the main stage in the big room and then the cafe stage, which is almost in like a turret of the Armory. And the cafe is pretty good too. Can people get stuff at the cafe during
this? Yeah, they have food there.
Yeah, there's food and beverage, keep you caffeinated.
It's roughly O'Brien's size, maybe a little bit smaller.
Okay.
I think 50 capacity. But it's a nice little spot. I've done like open mics there before.
Yeah. It's good that you have, because as you said, that it's not the most popular, I guess, I think you could say, genre around. So it's good that they have a home, that you do this, that there is this festival. It's it's a really cool thing that you do. Do you want to rattle off all the bands that
are going to be at the
festival?
Well, so speaking of the Rooted Cafe, on Saturday we have Stephen Brodsky and Adam McGrath from Cave-In doing a stripped-down duo set. I imagine it'll be a very packed cafe for those guys, an intimate performance. They've been, over the past year or so, they've been doing a lot of these duo shows together, which is really cool. Also on Saturday, we've got Black Pyramid, kind of sword and sorcery stoner doom band. It's been around for a long time. Gira, post metal band from New Hampshire. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Real heavy. And then we've got The Infinity Ring, who have, this is going to be their third time playing Summer Gloom.
Wow.
And they're kind of, it's like a dark, gothic, folk ensemble. Very deep vocals, very brooding, richly textured music. Strawberry Coffin was, that I think you suggested them, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
And they were one of the first bands I reached out to.
Strawberry Coffin and all day. They're pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah, and then we have Oldest Sea. They're coming from Philly, and they recently played the Paradise with Have a Nice Life, so we're very excited to have them back. They're awesome.
But that was day two. We're doing this in reverse.
That's day. We are going and we might as well just go backwards in reverse.
So Friday, August 23rd, on the main stage we have Big Brave from Montreal.
Yes.
Final Gaps on Relapse Records from here, Boston.
From here.
Yeah. And I think this is their only Boston show for a while, so definitely.
Yeah, they played a couple this year, but this is I think they said this is the last one locally that they're doing.
Yeah, Spiritual Poison, also on the main stage. Lesser Glow.
Very cool, like, hardcore sludge band with kind of a mix of harsh and melodic vocals. Great band.
Alec, the singer of that band, is mixing the next Asheville Bitch singer. He's an incredible engineer
Great engineer. Great studio and live sound engineer. He's done a bunch of touring with Chelsea Wolfe and Sharon Van Etten.
Super talented guy.
Yeah.
And then on the cafe stage for Friday, August 23rd, we've got Circus Trees.
Yeah.
They are a band of siblings.
Band of siblings.
Blowing up.
I love a sibling band. My first band was with my brother. So
there you go.
they're really cool. They're kind of like
very post rock and
It's almost like sad indie rock, but with like a post rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard some of this
presentation.
Stuff. I've heard some of that stuff. I played
the way they sound. Yeah. So
and then we also got Lucid Deadlin.
Yeah, so Lucy Deadlim, this is also going to be their third time playing Summer Gloom in some capacity. Their band Seed, S-E-E-D, not to be confused with C, They played year one, and then last year we actually I got a grant from the Somerville Arts Council, and I used some of that grant money to commission an original piece of music from Seed that they performed. And then the front person from Seed, Lux, does a solo project called Lucy Dead Limb that their first recordings were like, I think they may have done some noise stuff, but then they put out a guitar and voice EP that was just really mm-hmm. beautiful and haunting. And I actually have some lathe cut one-off records from Least of All that we can maybe rock.
We're going to give that a shot in a little bit.
We'll see how it goes.
They do that up in Brooklyn and
that's
New
in
York.
Brooklyn, yeah. Yep. A bunch of you played Linnea's Garden earlier. Mm-hmm. They also did one of these.
Yeah, Carissa Johnson has. I know a few people that have. Yep.
We're going to break in a lathe cut on the show.
We're going to give it a shot.
It's very hard, you know, at Summer Gloom.
Very personalized, you know.
We're going to give it a shot in a bit.
Yeah, what else?
Is that it for the cafe stage on Friday?
Yeah, I think so. We have another artist that's not announced yet.
So yeah, you can get one or two day tickets. But if you really love all the gloom and you want all the gloom, the full gloom experience, you can do a VIP ticket, which gets you a Thursday VIP only event featuring Mark Gaffney from Gozu. Oak, O-A-H-K.
From New Hampshire.
And Cure McSpice. And that is in Medford. That's not at the Armory. That is at Event Them in Medford Square.
Yeah, very cool art gallery space in Medford. Not too far from Deep Cuts, I think.
No, not too far.
I like Deep Cuts.
Deep Cuts is great.
Medford's on the up and up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the lineup.
And that works for me because I'm in West. I'm down the street here in West Medford, so.
I'm also in West Medford. Cool. We're probably neighbors.
So yeah, the Deep Cuts. I'm like, yeah, keep thriving Deep Cuts because it's a 5-minute commute for me.
Yeah, I want more shows to walk to.
All right, I'm gonna play something here off my laptop.
Okay.
We'll see how we make out with that, and we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about the festival. But this is Happy Little Clouds.
Wondering where we had gone wrong, mm-hmm. And Hey, Steven, here's Cinderblock.